Welcome to the Covenant of Peace radio broadcast, the teaching ministry of Pastor Blair Bradley. This program is dedicated to bringing you the glorious truth of God's Word, one verse at a time.
A mighty fortress is our God.
We are living in powerful days, and we are seeing tremendous changes in our lives, our culture, our nation, and in the church. So now more than ever, we have a great need to exercise spiritual discernment and to know what the Bible teaches about the important issues that we all face today. So let's join Pastor Blair as he continues our study on the Word of God.
Welcome again, my beloved in Jesus Christ. We're continuing our verse-by-verse journey through the Epistle of Jude, and today I want to continue to look at what Jude taught about hating the polluted garment. So let's read Jude verse 23 again together. Save others, snatching them out of the fire, and on some have mercy with fear, hating even the garment polluted by the flesh. Now, in today's broadcast, we're continuing to discuss the issue of hate with all of its implications. Normally, we would think that to hate something would be wrong and sinful, yet Jude tells us here that we are to hate even the garments that are polluted by the flesh. Now, just what does that mean? Well, today, Lord willing, we'll get into just what Jude was talking about. On the last broadcast, we saw that there were five words in the Bible which were translated into English as hate. Two are Hebrew words, one is Aramaic, and the other two are Greek. We also saw last time that according to the Bible, there are people who hate God. And so we read in Exodus 20 verse 5 that God visits the iniquity of these people to their children and their grandchildren, even to the great-grandchildren. And of course, the issue by which God was displeased with these people and the issue by which these people hated God was the issue of making graven images and bowing down to them. But we also saw in Exodus 20 verse 6 that the same God shows mercy unto those who love God and who keep his commandments. So we see that some people love God while others hate God. So since hating God is wrong, doesn't that prove that all hate is wrong? No, it doesn't. Some hate is actually good. Let's look at Psalms 97 verse 10. Hate evil, you who love the Lord, who preserves the soul of his godly ones. He delivers them from the hand of the wicked. Now here we see that those who love God are commanded to hate evil. Again, this word comes from the Hebrew word sane, which means to hate and is the opposite of the word love. So since we are to hate evil, since we are not to love evil, how does that affect us? And how should that affect us? What do you do with those things that you love? Well, you spend time with them. You admire them. You're willing to spend money on them. You're willing to push other things out of the way to cater to them. You cherish them. You value them. And you enjoy them. But if hate is the opposite of love, and we are told in God's Word to hate evil, then just the opposite of this would be true, correct? If we hate evil, we will not spend time with those things that are evil. If we hate evil, we will not admire those things. We will not spend money on them. We will not cater them. We will not cherish them or value them or enjoy them. So, if we are spending time with those things that are evil, if we are spending money on them, if we are admiring them or enjoying them, then we really don't hate them. Even if we say that we do. If we spend money on those things that are evil, then we really don't hate them, do we? And if we spend money or cater to those things that are evil, then in spite of what we may say about hating them, we actually love them, don't we? And just looking at this one aspect of love and hate affects us quite a bit, doesn't it? So I ask you, do you hate evil? Or do you help to finance it by spending the money that God blessed you with on that thing? Do you hate evil? Or do you spend time with that which God says dishonors him? Do you hate evil or do you cater to it? Do you allow it to stand and allow it to live and grow and become powerful? It is amazing to see supposed Christians spending the money that God blessed them with on things that they themselves say is wrong and things which help to undermine their own Christianity. Ilyich Lenin, the leader of communism in the Bolshevik Revolution in Russia during the early days of the 20th century, said that he was going to hang the people of the United States. And somebody asked him where he was going to get the rope. And he said, they will sell it to us. Today, people who hate God and who hate Christianity and who are working overtime to blaspheme God all day long are being made rich and powerful and popular with the money that Christian people give to them. And from my perspective, that is insanity. How could any thinking blood-bought believer buy CDs from a rap singer who promotes sin and violence and wickedness? How could you possibly not know that as you selfishly contribute to these evil people, that you are helping them undermine the holiness and the godliness that you say that you believe in? These evil people take your money, and they become wealthy and powerful with it, and your contribution is encouraging these monsters to pollute more and more souls. Don't think that God Almighty won't hold you accountable for this when you stand before Him. Every time you watch a television program or read a book or play a video game which promote violence and sexual perversity and other sin, you are helping that sin to become more acceptable in our culture, and you are contributing to those people's agenda. And that makes you an accomplice in anybody's book. You see, I don't believe that most people hate sin at all. I'm not sure if very many people are even willing to say that evil is wrong in our day, much less hate it. Well, what do you expect us to do, Brother Blair? Turn off our TVs and quit going to the movies and stop reading nasty books and quit playing violent video games and not buy the evil CDs? Well, that'd be a good start for any truly born-again, regenerate saint of God to do. But more importantly than what I expect out of you, what does Jesus expect from any of us who say that we believe? How can we possibly stand before God faultless when we are hip deep in the sewer? Turn off the monster, clean out the drawers, throw out the trash, pick up your Bibles and feed your mind and your heart and your soul with true words, inspired words, holy words, infallible words, inerrant words, beautiful, beautiful words of life. And if you get bored with that, then get up off your double wide and go to the nursing home and sing and pray and minister to the people that just about everybody has thrown away. And then if you get bored with that, go mow a sick person's yard and take them to the store and visit the mental ward and pray for the sick in the hospital. And then if you're still bored, go to the jails and preach the gospel to the inmates. And then if you're still bored, go in your prayer closet and fast and pray until you can't stand up straight and seek God, because maybe He might be calling you to the mission field. The people who produce some of the most popular programs on television today are militant atheists. And by their own confession, these people hate God. They hate Christianity. They hate the right way of the Lord. They hate America. And they are producing movies and television programming and shows that undermine biblical holiness and righteousness. So, if you are watching any of these programs, I ask again, do you hate evil? The Lifetime Movie Network, the Oxygen Channel, and a few other cable channels are owned outright by lesbians who hate God and who hate men, and who produce programming for the express purpose of indoctrinating American women into unbiblical and unchristian perspectives about men, marriage, and godly submission. So do you hate evil? HBO, Showtime, MTV, all of these organizations produce evil on television. National Geographic unashamedly pushes the godless religion of Darwinian evolution and has the nerve to call it science. But it's not science. It is a lie. And we should not be supporting evil. The Bible says that we should hate it. So do you hate evil? Eternal Darkness, Dungeons and Dragons, these are titles to popular video games for children. So do your children read these things or play with these things? Now, I'll give the devil credit for one thing. At least he's not ashamed about who he is. He'll tell you right up front that he's the devil and that he's evil, and people will still buy what he has to offer, and then they'll defend it and participate in it. So do you hate evil? So what do you say? Let's get on one side or the other. Let's either walk with God and serve Him with all of our hearts, or let us walk with Satan and serve him with all of our hearts. But for goodness sakes, let's quit being divided between two opinions. If God is the Lord, then let us serve Him and love Him and hate evil. And if Baal be God, then let us serve him. Let us either be cold or hot, but please, please don't be lukewarm. If we're going to be dismayed about evil people taking over the country, then let's stop buying their products and making them wealthy and powerful. If we're going to mourn the lack of biblical holiness, then let's push aside our wishes and wants and let us pick up our own cross. Let us deny ourselves daily and let us follow Jesus. If we are going to despise the lack of power in the church, then let us return to the concept of the Lord's Day and take, do not send, take your family with you into the house of God on Sunday. Let us leave the comfort and safety of our own homes. Let us gather together in a public place for the express purpose of worshiping Jesus Christ and of being edified through the preaching of God's Word. Let us not just attend church if it's convenient, but let us engage in the concept of the Lord's Day, an entire day of resting in the magnificence of Jesus Christ and spend the entire day in prayer, Bible study, fellowship, meditating on the things of the Lord. And let us not shop at Walmart on Sunday and stay home to watch the game on Sunday and stay out of church on Sunday in order to have family gatherings. But let us show that we value the Lord and that we value His Word and that we delight ourselves in His presence and that we delight ourselves in hearing and knowing and obeying the words of our God. Let us either enjoy the straight and narrow path or let us all get on the broad road and walk there. Let us either enjoy a garment that has been made white or let us enjoy a garment that is polluted by the flesh. But please, do one or the other. The Bible says that if we love God, then the love wherewith we love Him must be an exclusive love, a love reserved only and solely for Him. And that makes all other loves in comparison to be hate. This is what Jesus meant when He said in Luke 14, 26 and 27, if anyone comes to Me and does not hate his own father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters, yes, and even his own life, he cannot be My disciple. Whoever does not carry his own cross and come after Me cannot be My disciple. Listen to me. Jesus wants you to love your mother and father, and Jesus wants you to love your wife and your children and your brothers and sisters. But Jesus wants you to love God more than them all, and He wants you to love God so much than them that you would never compromise with them over the gospel, and you would never sin with them, and you would never agree with their sin. And this great, holy, divine love that we are supposed to have for God and for God alone is so exclusive and is reserved solely for God alone that all other loves, all other affections, all other desires look like hate when you compare them. Love like this for God is not normal, neither is it common. Most people do not love God like this, and the few who do, everyone knows it. It is impossible to love God like this and remain constantly in sin. It is impossible to love God like this and not literally hunger and thirst for righteousness. It is impossible to love God like this and not give to God. It is impossible to love God like this and not tell everyone you meet about Jesus. It is impossible to love God like this and then stay away from God and stay away from God's Word and to stay away from God's people and stay away from God's house. Brother Blair, I would like to have that kind of love for God. Well, great, but you must know that your love for God is predicated upon your hatred for evil, and God made it to be just this way. You have to choose. When I say choose, I'm not talking about salvation now. Lost souls cannot choose the Lord. They cannot make a decision for Christ. They cannot choose to be saved because they're dead in trespasses and sin, and dead people can't choose anything. God has to save you sovereignly according to His own good pleasure. When I'm talking about choosing, I'm talking about after you're saved. After you're born again, then you must submit your ways to God and love God to the exclusion of all others, including yourself. Being saved is not just about being forgiven. Now look, I'm all in favor of being forgiven because I am the recipient of this glorious forgiveness. But salvation involves a whole lot more than simply being forgiven. It also involves God's demand on our lives to obey Him and to be holy and to hate evil. And it involves the new divine nature that lives inside of us that desires to be holy and which desires to hate evil also. Those who are regenerate love God and hate evil. And it's really just as simple as that. And while it is true that we all have various degrees of success at this, nevertheless, we who are saved are in pursuit of loving God with all of our hearts and hating evil with equal passion. And those who are lost in pursuit of loving sin and loving evil and loving themselves and hating God with equal passion. We submit to God and reject evil precisely because we are saved. And they submit to evil and reject God precisely because they are lost. So, are you saved or lost? Do you love God and hate evil, or do you love evil and hate God? So hating evil in this sense is a good thing. And Jude was right when he said that we should hate even the garment that is polluted by the flesh. Well, I'm going to have to stop right here, but please join me again on the next broadcast as we earnestly contend for the faith that was once and for all delivered to the saints in our journey through the Epistle of Jude. May God help us all.
Dear friends, if this radio broadcast of line upon line, precept upon precept teaching of God's holy word is a blessing to you, will you prayerfully consider supporting us financially? We want to increase our exposure here on the Gulf Coast through more radio stations and through the internet. Would you pray about coming alongside of us and help us do that to God's glory? For further information about how you can partner with us in seeing the gospel triumph in our area, or to receive a copy of today's broadcast, go to our website, www.covenantofpeace.net. Until next time, may the peace of God keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.